Nolte, Joe Biden Quitting Exposes 3 Years of Corporate Media Lies. By John Nolte on July 21, 2024. Joe Biden himself finally admitting he is in no condition to run for re-election is the smoking gun that definitively proves the corporate media have been lying and covering up the truth of his condition for years. It's not right-wing nuts declaring Biden unfit after watching the obvious in a video the corporate media then declares a cheap fake and deceptive and misleading, even though the video is unedited. Read the small sampling below with the knowledge that it was on June 27, just minutes after that first presidential debate, that the corporate media decided Biden had to drop out of the race. NBC News on June 19, the deceptive Biden G7 video was quickly debunked, but it kept going viral anyway. CNN on June 14, right-wing media outlets used deceptively cropped video to misleadingly claim Biden wandered off a G7 summit. Washington Post on June 11, how Republicans used misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. CBS News on June 18, misleading Biden videos go viral. ABC News in August, how do you know Joe Biden is not going to finish his term? What is that based on? New York Times on June 21, how misleading videos are trailing Biden as he battles age doubts. MSNBC in March, this version of Biden intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. And it's not Republicans declaring Biden unfit as the corporate media slander them for mocking his stutter and having absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. Watch video. Joe Biden quitting has now confirmed two things the political right has been saying for years. His mental decline has reached a point where he can no longer serve as president. The corporate media have been covering up his mental decline. Good grief. Listen to Politico's Jonathan Martin and NBC's Chuck Todd brag about how they knew for years. The corporate media knew. They all knew. If Chuck Todd and Jonathan Martin knew, trust me, they all knew. They saw the videos we saw, and then they lied about them to protect a man they knew wasn't fit to serve as president. What's more, they saw Biden a lot more than we did. They saw him at political events, at gatherings. They saw him at the White House. They talked to the people around them. They knew more than we did and still they covered up this obvious danger to our country. The media do not care about the country. They cared only about two things. Remain in their default position where Trump supporters are always wrong. Defeating Trump, even if it meant running a weekend at Bernie's campaign. As long as the media believed that Biden could beat Trump, that was all that mattered. So, what changed? Was it conscience? Was it decency? Was it a concern for democracy? Was it one brave corporate media whistleblower, like a Chuck Todd or Jonathan Martin who have known for years, standing up and shouting the truth? Of course not. These people are garbage. What changed was the first presidential debate. It was at that point when the corporate media realized the no amount of lies and spin and shake election meddler tapper style shouting of you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. Could change what over 50 million people saw that night, and what we saw were two things. The media had been lying to us all this time. Emperor Brandon has no clothes. So, what did these irredeemable serial liars then do? To protect themselves, to turn the conversation away from their disgrace and flip the 2024 presidential game board over in their craven desperation to defeat Trump. The very same media who just a few hours earlier had assured us that Biden was sharp as a tack. Turned on Biden. All of a sudden it's fuck democracy in a lawful primary election and 14 million primary voters. Biden's got to go. I know many of you already hate the corporate media. And I know this is asking a lot, but you must try to hate them more. You must try to hate them enough, even though enough in this case is like contemplating the size of the universe. It is okay to hate evil. It is okay to hate people who lie to you. You must try harder. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.